Well, what do you think so far, ladies and gentlemen?
Wow.
I finally, last night it came to me about 1 in the a.m. I couldn't sleep. I was contemplating.
The twins caused you so much anxiety. Yes. They woke you up in the middle of the night.
No, I hadn't. Oh, you were still up.
Oh, okay. I got you.
I was contemplating how it. Now they were overrated. We can all agree on that, obviously. But how could it be this bad? How could they now be the worst team in Major League Baseball? They have the worst record in Major League Baseball. They've lost 13 out of 15. And this does not count today's loss, which we haven't gotten to, because
right.
we're doing this at 10:30 in the morning.
Today's loss will start in about 90 minutes.
About a half hour, 90 yeah. minutes, yes. Yeah. Today's loss doesn't start for a while. But here's what I came to realize. We have seen the best of almost all of them. And they're all their best mm-hmm. is behind all of them. And here, not all of them, but Buxton's not behind Buxton. But... And in, as fans or followers of baseball teams, we see their best year and kind of make that, oh, that's them.
That's the bar.
That's them.
Yes.
But that's not them.
Mm-mm.
Brian Dozier, example A, 28-42. That was it. Then boom, 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 boom. He was at the peak. Everything worked out for him right that year. He had 42 home runs. 2 years later, he was cooked.
Joe in 09.
Yeah, Joe.
I mean, granted, he got hurt.
Got hurt a lot, but Joe in 09, that was the best we were ever going to see. And, well, 2010, he was good, too, but then he started getting hurt in 11. But virtually everybody in base, you know, Mike Trout is his best every year.
Because he's Mike Trout.
Juan Soto for 10 years is going to be the best he is for 10 years. But there's a lot of guys who are the best they are for about two, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they kind of fade out. I can go through Twins history. Petey Munoz had, what, 79 RBIs as a part-time player 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, 2 years later, he couldn't get a job in the Mexican League. Oswaldo Arcia, you know. Came up, we thought, oh, look at this. He's going to keep getting better and better. But he kept getting worse and worse.
And it's right? trying to align all of those guys yes. at the same time.
Yes.
Yeah.
So now you look. Catcher. We have obviously the aberration for Mitch Garver was 2019.
Two years ago.
That was the aberration.
Mm-hmm.
We thought, ooh, this is Mitch.
We got to give him a long-term deal.
Mitch,
yeah,
right?
We got to keep
Mitch.
Him.
Mitch is... But Mitch was like 28 already, right? He
yes.
wasn't like this. He just had arrived a couple of years earlier, but he arrived late. And now we've discovered that the Mitch of 2020 in the short season, that's Mitch.
Mm-hmm.
He's hit 150. I saw him in spring, and I thought, oh, he's figuring out right field and stuff.
But I was here watching the game where he hit a home run to right center field and went, all right.
Yeah.
Okay. Because that's what he's so pull happy.
Yes.
I was thrilled to see him hit one to the opposite field.
But some guys, you know, they can hit. You know, he had a year where he could catch up with the fastball. And now, you know, so Mitch is, we've seen the best of Mitch. And the other kid isn't ready as a
Jeffers.
Hitter.
Yep.
And, you know, kneel behind the plate like a human being supposed to, instead of this whole one-legged bull crap that they come up with that you can't throw a ball. So we've seen the best of Garver. We've seen the best of Sano. And we've always we're still sitting around waiting for Sano to hit his peak. We've seen it.
His peak was 19.
We've seen it.
Yep.
We've seen it. He was 25 when we saw his peak. The first half of 2019. That's the peak. We've seen his peak. Polanco. We've seen his peak.
All-star.
We've yep. seen his peak. He was great in 2019, but...
He was great at the plate. He was okay in the field.
Yeah, he's not. Now he's... You know, now, well, wait, he'll be at second. He'll be a better fielder. No, he won't. He's the same.
Mm-hmm.
And he's now, boom, he's on the, you know, maybe he'll have a month. But we've seen the best he's ever going to have. Obviously, Simmons, we haven't seen him, and he's probably the same as he's been.
He's going to probably really be really a good, one and done anyway.
Really here. Good. But he's, you know, he's really good in the field and goofier than a, mm-hmm. you know, turnip. He's something. You know, Donaldson's obviously, they've seen his best other places.
When he
right?
was the MVP.
Yeah. Right. You've seen his best. I mean, that year in Atlanta that they signed him off
mm-hmm.
with the expectation that's what they'd see for 4 years, which was dreaming. That was dreaming. So you've seen his best. Buxton, you're seeing his best right now. This is it, and you might have it for a while. But this idea that he's going to become Puckett now that he's 28, for God's sake.
Well, and the other part about it, Pat,
27.
You can count on him for hopefully 100 games every
yeah,
year.
Yeah. Kirilloff is going to hit. I've seen enough now that he's going to hit. He's not hitting yet, but he's hitting the ball
But
hard.
He's also probably going to be your first baseman because he's
well, yes,
not a good outfielder.
If you get rid of Sano. And Kepler, we've seen his best. 2019, that's the best ever. And he was at age when you thought, yeah, he's going to. We were thinking, oh, he's 25, 26. He's going to get better. No, he's not. That's the best.
Mm-hmm.
That's his best.
Arise. But Rise is going to be okay.
Yeah, Rise is, we've seen his best, but it's we might see it for 6 years, mm-hmm. right? And, you know, Jake Cave, we saw his best in 2000, whatever the hell year it was, when he hit 13 home runs, and he's still playing based on that. And then pitching-wise, we definitely saw Kenta's best already. That was last year. You know, We've seen Tyler Duffy's best, for sure. We've seen that for a couple of years. Taylor Rogers, we've seen his best, but I still like him. You know, mm-hmm. I still like him. And then the rest of the bullpen. I mean, what I'm saying is this is a team we all got excited about to different degrees, but, you know, to different degrees. But without realizing, they're old.
Let me ask
you. They're on the other side of the hill mm-hmm. here.
Let me ask you a question. What year was Rocco's best? I'm done with him. He is not a big league manager. I'm sorry.
I think Rocco misses Rick Shelton, and then I think he misses Mike Hill. I think he misses having
a guy
in the bullpen. All he's got is Little Wes telling him how, you know, he'll go out and fix the pitcher.
Pat. He didn't realize Johnson had already went to the mound when he
yeah,
went to talk.
I know that, but that to me is just a big gaffe. That's not
Pat. You've covered baseball forever. How many times have you ever seen that?
But I don't care because it's not. That's just a brain cramp. What I don't like is the intentional screw ups. The here's one thing that's driving me crazy. They always are bringing the infield up. They didn't, you know, if it's a third inning, they're bringing the infield up. When did that become a strategy?
Yeah, I don't like that either.
I mean, you're shifting guys all over the field
mm-hmm.
to take away hits, and then all of a sudden you're playing the whole infield up all the time, and it doesn't work.
Right.
And, but, you know, just the other day, you got to keep. You're going to take a rise out of left field, okay. You know, it's not his natural position in Cleveland, that's for sure. But you got to keep in the game. You're moving guys all over the place. You got to get Astudillo in to play first instead of him. Put him at first. Put, you know, you got to keep him in the game.
You got to keep him in the lineup. Yeah,
yeah,
you need him.
I mean, he's the one guy that got the, you know, and you almost came around. The nine hitter made the last
and
out.
That's the other part of it that drives me nuts. And you know, you and I disagree about this, but the third game in Oakland, when they took Donaldson out of the game, I get it. You didn't realize Buxton was going to hit a home run, but what if Buxton tied it? Now you're taking out one of your best hitters out of the lineup that, in a game that might go extra innings.
That's true. I know, but to me.
And then you take his glove out of the game.
I don't know how well Blankenhorn runs. He does not look like. He does not look like a sprinter, so you might have been gaining a foot. I don't know. If Blankenhorn runs, I think you're desperate enough to score a run in the 10th
inning. Sure.
They are now. This is almost mathematically impossible, Five times they have been given a runner at second base.
And they haven't scored.
They have not scored. Have any of them gotten a third?
I don't even know that.
I don't know.
Well, either. No, we're not going to move them over, Pat. Well, that's not our philosophy.
We had Cave bunt so we could get Jeffers up there then didn't use Donaldson to hit for Jeffers.
That's right.
That to me is the worst move he's made so far. Bunt it over, and you got a guy out there that's throwing 98.
And a catcher that's hitting 112.
And Jeffers has got no chance to not strike out in that at bat. There's no, I mean, it's him and Sano. It's 100%.
Yes.
It's not like 89% chance to strike out. 100%. 100%. He's going to strike out.
Yes.
He's having a bad year. But we had the little team meeting after the game yesterday.
Good,
so
good.
We'll see how that works out today.
How about his?
That's good. You know, Nelly Cruz needs a team meeting. That's How about Nelly legging out the triple, man?
Yes. Well, and you know what? Maybe we're still seeing Nelly's best.
Nelly's... How about this? Yeah. How about Nelly, player manager?
Ooh, I like that.
yes. Player manager. I think Nelly would be, the one true professional.
Could have seen Such's reaction when Rocco Baldelli said the guys just need more rest because they're not used to playing so many day games.
Yes.
I wish you could have seen the mayor's reaction.
Well, I didn't have to because I had my own reaction.
Wow.
Well, the first thing I did was laugh for 5 minutes.
Wait, were you on the Zoom?
No. I was reading it. I didn't hear it until I read it, though. I didn't know it until I read it in the morning paper.
Was this after the Sunday game? Was that when he said that?
Yeah, we have too many day games.
Okay.
Too many. Wait hey, till we get our sleep.
Rocco, that's what happens in April. You play a lot of day games.
Yeah, well, also.
So no, I want to know, what was your reaction?
If you're playing lousy, you'd say, well, too many night games in cold weather, you know, if you're playing night games.
Yeah, so, you want to play a night game in April at Target Field on a Tuesday?
We didn't get to play enough games when it was 38.
Right.
You know? Wow. That was brutal. But, you know, I had someone, friend of mine who's a media type person, criticizing the Star Tribune's coverage of the Twins.
Oh.
Because the game stories are not, you know, negative enough.
Okay. I already know who this friend is, by the way.
But here's the deal. It is Zoom time.
Mm-hmm.
After the game, you can ask them, you're going to get Rocco, and he's going to say, we're playing too many day games, or come up with some other thing. And then you're going to get a player who had two hits. But you're not going to get Maeda, because he pitched horse crap.
Sure.
Or you're not going to get,
there's no access.
It's not like. The goat of the game, who you used to stand and wait at his locker and make him the focus of the story
of the
and
gamers,
get his reaction, and then if he didn't show up, you gave him hell for ducking, in the game story. They have it now. All sports teams do. You can tell them who you want, but you're going to get who they want to give you. So the game stories are having several nonsensical puff quotes from Rocco because there's no other observations available to receive.
And you think this is a trend that's here to stay, don't you?
Oh, God, they love it.
Yeah.
They love it. I mean, last year when Donaldson kicked dirt on the plate and...
In Chicago, right?
In Chicago, got it thrown out of the game... You know, think you're going to get him on Zoom?
No.
But you're going to wait in the locker room for 45 minutes to see if he shows up. And even if he bleeps you, that you at least have a reaction.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, right now it's a different world as far as trying to cover a team because people expect when they go to a newspaper website or wherever or get the paper in the morning, they expect to see some reaction to the game, right?
Mm-hmm.
From the principals. And you're getting Rocco saying the nonsense that Rocco says,
We need another nap room.
Yeah. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying.
Not,
It's not the reporter's fault that there isn't any access or that there isn't any print of Kent Amadia with another horse crap start. It's not Phil Miller's fault.
And you're not. And if you don't get Kenta, you get Garver and say, you know, in the old days, you know, what the hell? What's going on with him? He was so great last year. And you might not get a good answer, but you might get an answer. You get some kind of an explanation, but you're not. You know, you're going to get Rocco saying, well, he's throwing the ball good. He just have to get a little better command or something.
Was he Tweaks? That was our guy Fenton. He was the Tweak. Wasn't he the Tweaks?
No, wasn't Fenton. That was Craig Leopold.
Oh, that was Leopold. I'm sorry. Okay.
The one of the Tweaks.
Tweaks.
And they've tweaked pretty good. But
so back to the lineup, though, Pat. You know, they constructed this team, this lineup especially, and they're drafting these kids because they're obsessed with launch angle. They're obsessed with, you know, why do we need to manufacture a run when one guy with one swing, Brent Rooker, can give us one run with one swing. That's all well and good in 2019 when you've got a juiced baseball. In 2021 and going forward, it's so obvious what the other team is trying to do to the Twins lineup. They're getting them in a favorable count from the pitching standpoint. They're elevating a fastball, and these guys are. That's why
Nobody in the league can hit that pitch. You know, if they're throwing it hard enough.
But that's what I'm saying. This lineup has the inability to manufacture anything.
Well, that's right. Yeah, but you know, and it worked in 2019. But you know what? The ball is not as toned down as I thought it was. How many times have you seen a ball hit hard and it didn't go out? Not too often. So
that's also a product of the time of the year, too.
I don't think it was I think it was, you had a lot of guys peaked right now. They peaked and they were rolling and the pitching was still adjusting to the launch angle and stuff. And now, but they don't have athletes. They got, you know, that's Buxton last year. Buxton didn't play half the season, and he had two-thirds of their stolen bases, right? I mean, this year they've actually tried to run once in a while, but they don't have athletes.
Well,
that might be the reason Cabe plays more. At least he's an athlete.
He can go first to third on a single. Gets on base.
As they used to say, you can't steal first
base. That's true. That is very true.
Will and Zastadio did it this year, but that's the only time I've seen it happen.
The other part, Pat, who's coming up?
Well, that's the.
There's no reinforcements on the way.
No. When you. Royce Lewis blows out his knee, and I'm wondering what have we seen him
this year?
They wouldn't have rushed him. They wouldn't have rushed him.
You don't think?
Simmons got hurt. I don't think so.
Because are they viewing him as their shortstop of the future, or is he going to play outfield?
I think they're going to. Shortstop. I think they're back into the. They're going to let him fail at shortstop, you know. But. It's, I mean, the development has not been anything to write home about. All the pitchers they're talking about are like double A.
And speaking of
A-ball.
You think Levine's going to Colorado? There's a lot of buzz around that. What are you hearing?
Good for him. I was wondering if he'd be nominated.
Because I saw that,
Rosenthal threw him
out. I don't know for sure, but I think it was somebody from The Athletic, and I would have just assumed it was Ken.
Thought of that when I heard that they fired the guy yesterday and they were talking about it on the MLB Network. I was wondering if Thad would get in there. This year's probably not helping the resume.
Well, but his track record's pretty good.
Yeah, and he's got to go if he gets a chance. He's 51. You know, he's not an urchin.
Well, remember when Falvey hired him? We were all kind of, this is kind of a lateral move from Texas to the Twins.
I know the one thing is his wife loves Minnesota.
Okay.
But if she loves Minnesota, she'll love Colorado.
Right.
Because it's the same place except higher.
Right.
Except they got bigger hills.
Right.
They got
literally
bigger
and
hills.
Figuratively.
They got bigger hills. That's the only thing that, you know, and she likes hills. She likes, she's an outdoorsy.
Oh, sure.
Active
okay.
type. Of, and you can get as outdoorsy as you want out there, man. You know, straight up.
So what we have is.
I hope he gets the job. He's a good guy.
Yeah. And he probably deserves it too. But so we don't have any reinforcements for the lineup or the field. Mm-hmm. We have no reinforcements for the pitching staff. And the guys we do have barely play.
Yeah, that's about it.
So we got all that going for us.
Do you think that What was I just going to say? It was
well, you mentioned at the beginning of this, Pat, that they have the worst record. They're not the worst team in baseball. They're playing
right
like
it. Right now, they're the worst team in baseball. Yeah, they're playing that
But
way.
You would think at some point.
I happened to be listening to the Cleveland telecast the other day.
Okay.
When Duffy threw that breaking ball. Rick Manning, the Cleveland analyst, was more upset than the Twins were. He said, how could he throw that pitch? They're working. You got to make Ramirez beat you to left center field.
I couldn't believe it.
They're just throwing the ball out. You know, they were pounding him away.
Right.
He just chased a fastball away and then fouled off another one. What the hell was that?
I don't know.
Just a big hanging
and
hook.
And if I recall correctly, I don't think he shook off to that pitch. I think that's the pitch that was called.
I think they did call that pitch. You know, they're breaking ball happy, but God almighty, you know. He looks a little late on that fastball. Let's throw him a cookie hook.
Let's slow it down.
Let's throw him a cookie hook the inside corner. Unbelievable. Yeah, that's, I don't know, everything that can go wrong.
But I think the Tribe might be better than we thought.
Well, they don't have much of a lineup, but their pitching's okay.
But their pitching's great.
I like Emmanuel Clase.
Yeah.
He's, you know, go get him, fellas. Jeffers got a foul ball against him. I was shocked. I mean, what do you do? What do you do with a guy like that? I mean, you don't have another catcher, but you can, you know, he's overmatched. You know, when Triple A starts, you got to.
Could we DH for him and maybe let the pitcher hit?
Well, that could happen. If you were Los Angeles, you could do
yeah,
that.
If you were the Angels.
Is he leading the American League in home runs?
I think he is. What game did I watch of theirs recently? And it's, you know,
that's the most exciting team in baseball in their 500.
Right. And when I remember when he came to the league and we all said it, like, okay, you're going to hit and you're going to pitch. Okay,
yeah,
come on,
really
kid.
Nonsense.
Right. My God, is he a specimen.
And then, of course, Tampa brought in the kid from Louisville, I believe.
The left-hander, right?
Left-hander, yeah. Brendan McKay.
McKay, yep.
And we all said, and I remember writing a piece, this could be the future of baseball, the hitter pitcher. And then about, you know, the next year they made McKay into a pitcher. Now I think he had Tommy John, but because he, you know, he could hit for a pitcher, he could really hit. But
that reminds me, I got to check something because can you imagine right now, Pat, if we were doing this podcast in the New York area? And how the Yankee
they're
followers
already
are
mad enough at the Yankees for being 500 or a little under.
I saw something that
they
somebody,
might fire Boone.
Yes. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Is this year three for him or two? For
three,
Boone.
Three, I think.
Okay.
Three.
Okay.
Yeah. But they're this isn't George. I don't think this generation of Steinbrenners don't fire guys as quick as the other one. Of course, there's only one of them alive anymore.
There was a great tweet from Super 70 Sports with Billy Martin. On the phone, he's got the big glass of whiskey there with the
he's
ice.
He's getting ready to talk. They're bringing him back?
No, he was in the Yankee clubhouse.
Okay.
So you got the big Yankee logo in the background. He said, George, you can't fire me right now. I'm too busy. You know, it was just fantastic.
Six times, I believe. Six times. It was one of the sickest relationships between two human beings of all time. When George needed somebody to abuse, he brought back Billy. And Billy, of course, was just a hopeless drunk by the end.
Yeah.
Meaning the last 20 years. But it was, I was there the day they brought him back. Fired him when he said, one's a liar and the other, you know, Reggie.
Okay.
He said, one's a liar and the other's convicted. You know, because George had got the illegal campaign contributions, been banned from baseball. And he and Reggie got the dust up in the Fenway dugout.
Yep.
And he called Reggie, his star, a liar, and the owner. And he got fired. And that was like on Tuesday or something. And the entirety of New York went, Yankees fan base went crazy.
Really?
They were mad at, you know, George was just getting killed.
Because they love Billy, right?
Well, everybody's always loved Billy. It's weird. It's like Hitler. I don't know. You know, I could never figure out why they liked him. I could never figure out why they liked him either. But he was a miserable lout.
Right.
Miserable little lout. Every time you saw him, he was an inch smaller than he was the last time, shrinking. But everybody loved him. We loved him here. We loved him everywhere. But they announced that day. I think it was Old Timers Day, I think.
Okay.
And they had 50,000 people there, I think. But they announced that day, they came Billy running out of the dugout and announced, Billy Martin, blah, blah, blah. And he will return as manager of the Yankees, like, not that season and not the next season, but the season afterwards. Like, and this, honest to God, 15 minutes. 15
no.
15 wow. minutes. It was unbelievable. It was unbelievable. And then, of course, Bob Lemon, who's one of the great guys ever. I think he was the guy that replaced him.
Okay.
And, you know, I don't even know if anybody told him that he was. And Lemon, but, you know, then they don't play well for like 2 months, and Lemon gets fired and Billy's back, you know. That Billy came back that season.
That same season, sure.
I believe he did. Lemon, greatest guy ever, man. He's sitting in there. I got this quote out of one of my favorite ever. He's sitting in the clubhouse there, and they're giving him heat, and they're not playing great, and everybody's mad. And I said, what's it like to manage the Yankees, Bob? Because he'd been the White Sox manager. You know, I knew him from when he managed the White Sox. He said, when you fart, it becomes an explosion.
Oh, did you give it the right scene? I was like, yep, gotta use that one.
Thank you very much.
I'll see you later.
Anyway, Twins stink. They'll be home. Who are they coming? When do we have a showdown with Detroit?
I think
for
we play.
Last?
Don't we play Kansas City this week?
Yeah, we're already 7 behind them. Ooh.
By the way, you know who's good? The Giants.
Yeah,
they're tied with the Dodgers now for first place.
That, that lineup stinks.
I don't know how they're doing it.
I don't know. They got Yastrzemski's grandson. And
well, Longoria's having kind of a rebound season. He's been hitting okay.
Yeah, Posey's got some home runs, but you look at it and say, you know, huh?
Who he play for?
Who he play for? Yeah, it's weird, but this is 2011, baby. I've done I haven't started it. I'm gonna only do it once a week.
I
2011 watch.
I fear you're right. I really do. At first, when you said it, I thought no, they can't be that bad. But I think you might be right, Pat. I really do.
Well, if this is how Maeda plans to pitch, they got no chance.
None. Zero.
No
I mean,
chance.
Barrios was fantastic the other night, and they still lost.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know,
here's the other good thing. I wrote this last week. You know, you got Sano, it was stuff that's killing you, right? Stuff, reasons to be in a panic. And then I said, future. There's two guys you want, Buxton and Barrios, and they're the two that aren't signed.
Oh, I know.
They're both free agents next year if you don't sign them. Oh. So the two guys you want haven't been paid yet.
They're going to be with the Yankees.
You paid Kepler and you paid Polanco and you paid Sano, but you haven't paid those two guys. So, anyway, yeah, that was the Upbeat Reavers and Ricey Baseball Podcast. Town Team Ball. Check out your local town teams.
Yeah,
this
things
weekend.
Are firing
all,
up. I think the
they're all playing
DRS,
Sunday, probably.
DRS is starting league play this weekend. We are at Union Hill. A lot of leagues are kicking off.
And we
off.
Will maybe have to reveal this later, but the Faribault pitching staff could have had a nice pickup in recent days. So we'll see how that works out. All right. Thanks for nothing, Twins. we'll see you next week. Since a couple of years after Leif Erickson arrived, Minnesotans have been enjoying all this great state has to offer. From Niagara Cave to the Lake of the Woods, outdoor adventures abound. Minnesota spans more than 86,000 square miles. It's great we can experience a state so rich in landmarks, landscapes, art, and adventure. With so many adventure options, it got us thinking, why are so many Minnesotans limiting their home and auto insurance options? Today, 80% of Minnesotans have their insurance with just one agent who has only one company, no options. At the Canopy Group, our guys at the Canopy Group and gals, we offer you more than 16 companies for your home and auto insurance and 30 professionals. As your needs change, you should have options to continue to provide with the best coverage for the best price. You wouldn't want to fish in only one of Minnesota's 10,000 lakes, and we don't want you to be stuck with only one insurance company. Visit thecanopygroup.com or call 800 800-967-3389, 800-967-3389, to get plenty of insurance options today.
For a beautiful lawn all season long, spring to fall, log on to professionalturf.com. You do that, you're going to be able to schedule this free no-obligation estimate where a ProTurf pro is going to walk your lawn and then design a 3-4 application treatment that they apply throughout the summer that gets rid of the weeds, keeps your yard thick and luscious, and it's that way until the snow flies again. Applications that are safe for you, the family, pets, the environment, those kids that always cross your yard that you're yelling at, it's even safe for them. All you have to do is water and mow, and I mean mow a lot. It really works. The GL staff is all signed up. 90% of you GLers are signed up. You should too. It's more popular than a COVID shot, and it's the best thing you could do for the health of your lawn. ProfessionalTurf.com.
This is Reavers once again for Mr. Money Talk, Josh Arnold. And Josh has a very basic question for you. Do you know what you own? You see, Mr. Money Talk's clients, and that's Josh Arnold, by the way, they always know what they own. He has found out that most people that he meets with every single day, they have no idea. Josh has seen retirement portfolios that have a big percentage in bonds, and there are real instances of people that are paying more in commissions and fees than they can possibly make on the rate of return that these bonds currently yield. Josh begs of you, know what you own. You see, trust is often overused and it's even harder to find. Take it from me that you can trust Josh. Give him a call today for that free 48-minute financial consultation with absolutely zero obligation. Call him at 952-925-5608. Once again, that's 952-925-5608 for Mr. Money Talk, Josh Arnold.